Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosi alongside Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Prillo as we continue our Patriots position battles leading up to training camp with the cornerback spot. And Paul, we saw a mass exodus in the springtime through free agency and roster moves by the Pats themselves. Gone are Revis, Browner, Arrington, and Dennard. Who will be in their stead?
It's going to be interesting to see what Malcolm Butler does. And I think this is the whole key to the whole situation in my mind. Obviously, we know the kind of play he made to win the Super Bowl, and it's just an historic play, one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. Is that what he is? Is that the kind of play, game-changing, playmaking-type cornerback? Or is he sort of just a second-year guy who, this time last year, very few of us even had any idea, not on anyone's radar. So I think you have to be careful to just have him ascend into that Darrell Revis spot. But I think that's what's going to happen. I think he's going to be the left corner to open the season. Number two is a big question mark to me. I think Bradley Fletcher, as a veteran, is probably going to have the inside track here. Logan Ryan certainly in the mix there as well. And I think Robert McClain, another free agent that they signed, could be in line for that Kyle Arrington role in the slot. But, Bob, we haven't even started training camp. This is going to be a lot of competition to unfold over the span of August into September, and we have a lot of preseason to watch and evaluate.
And then there's the question, who will be this year's Malcolm Butler for the Patriots? A couple of rookies, one of them a draft choice, Gerald Roberts, another Jimmy Jean out of UAB, candidates toward that end.
Roberts, you mentioned that he's got a lot of measurables. I got a chance to do his draft profile and talk to some of his coaches at Marshall, and he is very athletic, and it's sort of strange that he didn't it's like the times didn't match up on the field. When you watch him play, it didn't necessarily match up with the measurables that he had, because at the combine he blew it up. So I obviously there's a skill set there. I wonder if he can translate it to the field and play as fast as he is timed. Those are a couple of guys to keep an eye on and definitely watch. But it's always interesting, who's the next Malcolm Butler? You never know who those guys are until at least you get a chance to get out on that practice field and see. Justin Green's still around. He's a guy that was here for a while. They traded him last year in training camp. Now he's back. A little bit of experience there. Spent some time with Dallas, too. So he's a guy I wouldn't completely write off either.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.